Hello and welcome to another mini episode of The Right Question, a radio program and podcast featuring authors from the American West and beyond. The Right Question is supported in part by Humanities Montana and members of Montana Public Radio, and by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. I'm Lauren Korn, speaking with NPR's Rachel Martin about her new podcast, Wildcard, part interview, part existential game show. The former Morning Edition host rips up the typical interview script and invites her guests to play a game. She engages actors, artists, and thinkers in a choose-your-own-adventure conversation that lets them open up about their fears, their joys, and how they built meaning from experience, all with the help of a very special deck of cards. Rachel Martin is a founding host of NPR's award-winning morning news podcast, Up First. She spent 6 years as a host of Morning Edition and was also the host of Weekend Edition Sunday for 4 years, where she launched the For the Record series. During 2023, she hosted an NPR podcast centering religion and spirituality that was Enlighten Me. Rachel, thanks so much for being here. Welcome to The Right Question.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me, Lauren.
Okay, right off the bat, where did the idea of a card game come from? Why use cards to guide your conversations?
Well, I knew the kinds of questions that I wanted to ask guests. I wanted them to be, they're both really, really big and also really, really intimate, right? So there's a bigness and a smallness to them. And a universality, how they find meaning in their life and what beliefs help them make sense of the world and what experiences shaped them and lessons they're still working through. And all that's kind of big stuff and it can be kind of heavy. And I wanted it also to be fun. You know, the world is hard enough. So I wanted it to be a light space where we could talk about big stuff. And so it was my producer's idea. His name is Lee Hale and he's such a great collaborator. And he was like, what if we made this a game? What if we made this a card game? And it was such a great thought because there's something about the game format that releases pressure, that invites people into this conversation in a less threatening way. And I'm on the hook too, right? It's a game, so there are rules. And one of the rules is you can skip a question if you're just not feeling it, or you can flip it and you can ask me to answer it first. So, you know, I wanted people to come on and to be comfortable revealing things, and that demands a certain amount of vulnerability. But I only thought it was fair that I also put myself in the same position. If you're asking that of other people, then I should be willing to go there too. So that's kind of it. We came up with this game show.
You may have already answered this next question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Mm-hmm. In 2023, you pivoted from being a co-host of NPR's Morning Edition to hosting another podcast that centered religion and spirituality that was Enlighten Me. What are you able to do with Wildcard that you weren't able to do with Enlighten Me or with previous interviews for NPR? It sounds like levity is really important to you.
You nailed it. I was so happy to get to do Enlighten Me. It was really a personally cathartic experience. I had lost my dad a couple of years prior and was working through a lot of questions about grief and the religion I was raised with and faith questions and philosophical questions. And I got people together who also wanted to ask those questions and had these amazing interviews that aired on NPR. The thing that was missing from Enlighten Me was spontaneity and more laughing. Because
sure.
Because again, life is hard. And it's not just the heavy stuff. Like it's both things, right? You have to hold the light and the dark at the same time. And there wasn't enough opportunity in Enlighten Me, even though it was called Enlighten Me, to hold the light. And so Wildcard allows us to do that. You know, there are, yes, really big, profound questions that can lead to some interesting and vulnerable places. But there's also totally, they're also totally random questions that are just like weird. Like I also wanted to lean into like weird. And it's a trip. We go on a whole existential journey with people and it's really, really fun.
You mentioned light and the dark, and I was one of the lucky, I don't know, few or many to listen to your first episode with Jenny Slate. And I'm reminded of one of her answers to your question about holding lightness or finding light in the dark. Mm-hmm. She is one of your first guests. You've got Issa Rae, Chris Pine, Ada Limon, Jack Antonoff. How do you go about choosing guests, Rachel, whether it was for Enlighten Me or now for Wildcard? What are you looking for in someone's career or in their persona that makes you believe they'd fit the bill for you?
Well, the through line has to be introspection. Right? Like there has to be some evidence that this is a person who has asked hard questions of themselves and can talk about it, right? Because you can have a deeply introspective person who doesn't know how to assign verbal language to that interior dialogue. Professional storytellers help in this regard, and actors and writers and musicians are that. More than that, I wanted people who, well, not more than that, but on par. I wanted people who had taken some risks and had some failures, you know, who may on the outside appear to have their existential act together, but, you know, people who have gone through some stuff and have come out on the other side accruing some wisdom. I don't want people who know all the answers. That's not interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But I am interested in people who can talk about their own struggles and the questions they still have and to let us in on that process. I think it makes us all feel a little bit less alone in our own lives. Because I don't know about you, but the pandemic now seems far away, but the psychic wounds of that, I think, are still present, and how the isolation that so many people felt. And then our political times make everything feel hard and divisive and toxic. And I wanted this to be a space for conversations that weren't that it was a safe space to talk through the universal nature of being alive and the kinds of things that we all work through. I don't care what your political affiliation is or the religion you were raised with or, your education level. Like these are questions all of us grapple with to some degree or another. And I wanted that.
It sounds to me like conversation is the way into so many of these points of understanding and searching. But I'm wondering, maybe you can be a little more articulate about this. What is sparked between two people in conversation? What appeals to you about the energy and the movement between people in conversation?
Oh, I love this question, Lauren. I mean, this is the whole ball game for me. This is like what attracted me to this work in the first place, that I could sit down with a person I did not know and ask a question that I would have no right to ask in polite society, but because I was doing it under the auspices of reporting or brandishing a microphone, that I could ask someone a meaningful, intimate question and they could share something with me. And that feels like a treasure. I don't want to be too precious about this, but that when people share something like that, I respect that so much, and I try to treat that information and that story, that revelation with respect when I included it in all of my news reports or when we broadcast it on the air. And just for me personally, that I get so much out of this. Like I feel connected to other people. I feel like I understand that person better. And as a result, I understand myself a little bit better. And this game and the questions we've designed really just cut to the core of that. You know, like so often in a news interview, I'd be lucky if there was like one moment you know, even like a features interview, yeah. there'd be like one moment I'd be like, oh, that's so good. That's I like there was magic in that moment. And this game, this show, it's all the magic moments. I just get to get there abruptly. I just shortcut it, the whole thing. Yeah. And that feels really liberating.
We have probably like 30 seconds. So I don't know if this is a question worth asking. But in your interview with Jenny Slate, you ask her to take a trip into her memory time machine to revisit a moment from her life that she wouldn't change anything about. Do you have a short memory that you might want to hang on to a little bit more, Rachel?
Oh, I should have a ready-to-go answer for this question. I mean, they're so basic now, right? Like, it'll be picking my kids up from baseball practice. And, like, there's mud from their cleats all over the floor of my newly vacuumed car. And there are some Cheez-Its, you know, tumbling out of their mouth. And I'm late for something and I haven't planned dinner. And all that sounds chaotic, but I do try in that moment to like get out of my head and look at them. And oh my gosh, you just caught me in a thing. See, this is what happens. And I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky to get to be their mom.
Yeah.
And so even in the chaos of that, I'm like, yeah, I would stick there. Cheez-Its and dirt and baseball. Yeah, I'd take more of that.
I have many a memory with Cheez-Its and dirt too, so I feel very lucky to have shared that with you today. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations on Wildcard. It sounds like it's going to be such a success and a great podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren. I really appreciate it. I had fun talking with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much. That was NPR's Rachel Martin, host of a new podcast, Wildcard. Learn more about Wildcard at npr.org. New episodes drop every Thursday. You can also find out more information about Rachel at mtpr.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You've been listening to a mini episode of The Right Question. This episode was produced by me. I'm your host, Lauren Korn. The artwork for The Right Question was designed by Molly Russell, and our music was written and recorded by John Floridis. Funding for The Right Question is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. Many thanks to Humanities Montana for supporting this program since 2008. And thank you for listening. The Right Question is a production of Montana Public Radio.